Blog Talk Radio.
Live Insights Radio presents Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. Siege is a Wicca high priest, spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, and crystal ball reader. To talk with Siege, call in at 646-595-3440. And now, let's step together through the looking glass.
Good evening, everyone out there from the land, from beyond, beyond. This is Crystal Ball Readings with Siege. I'm your host, Reverend Gary C. Heron, also known as Siege, and we're going to do some popcorn readings tonight out of the crystal ball. And we invite everybody to call in, hop online, get a popcorn reading. Please keep your questions down to just one question per person, see if we can get as many people in as we can tonight. And that number to call in is 646-595-3440. I'm joined tonight by my co-host and producer of the show, Mr. Iggy Garcia. Iggy, are you there?
I'm here, my friend. How are you?
I'm fantastic tonight. I'm all charged up. I got a little sore throat. I've been out hiking all day in the beautiful Hocking Hills region of Ohio here in the United States of America. And beautiful down in there, but it's also deep woods. It's dark. It's dank. And just a wonder down there. And I got kind of a little sore throat from hiking around today. So please excuse my hoarseness tonight.
All right. We will excuse you.
I thank you. So it's been a wonderful day. I've been out in nature, sucking up all the good juju from the trees and plants and bushes and whatever around the rocks and everything. And I'm just all charged up for my adventures today. If anybody has never been to the Hocking Hills region of Ohio, I highly recommend it. It's beautiful. It's the ending of the ice glacier that was thousands of years ago, and as it came down towards the Ohio Valley, it sort of dropped off, and we're left with a bunch of beautiful, magnificent cliffs and overhangs, and it's just a gorgeous piece of nature right in the heart of Ohio. And so come on down sometime and take a good look at it. It's worth your while. It's worth your while.
It sure is.
So do we have a bunch of callers there tonight, Iggy?
Yeah. You ready?
Yes, I am. I want to do a reading here for somebody, and I'm spinning the crystal ball. It's been charged. It's been smudged. It's all cleansed and ready to go. So please send the first caller my way.
Here we go.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm going on two interviews this Wednesday, June 7th, one at 10:30 a.m. for a job for the summer and maybe for September, and another one later in the afternoon. That's for September.
Okay. All right. And you'd like to know what's going on with either one of those or one in particular?
I want them both because I need to work in the summer and then I need to work in September.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Long Island, New York. Okay. I'm going to take a couple deep breaths here, and I'm going to get into trance, and I'm going to look way down deep into this ball. Something's telling me the one in September is going to be more worth your while, but I want to see what I see here.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
Yeah. The summer one is a lot lighter in not only capital for you, but it's lighter in, how do I want to say this, in your atmosphere, in the joy. It's just kind of like for the fun of it, but you're still making money and stuff like that. You're doing what you need to do, but you're having more fun at it.
Only stubbing, so I don't know how much I'll be called. I have to go a lot of places. I don't know if you see me getting another call for like a bus company or something for the summer or another job. I applied for another nursery school for the summer.
The school thing may go for a little while because as soon as you mentioned that, there's a little schoolhouse sort of blowing in the wind, okay, way back in the ball. And it may continue a little time. That education thing kind of is standing out there a little bit. But
what I'm trying to say is I need a job for the summer, so I don't know if it's going to be at the one I applied to sub for the summer or if it's going to be another one that I applied to on Friday that would be for the whole summer, but every day. But the one that I have Thursday is definitely full-time for the September, and that's the one I want, but I need to work in the summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's some kind of an educational thing going on soon. It's right in the middle of the ball, okay? And beyond that, it goes very deep into the ball where the school thing and its theme, that school, that education thing is going to continue sometimes far into the future, but it's starting with this one right now. They're going to blend together. Okay, one is going to feed off the other one. You may not feel it. It might be a different company, a different employer, or whatever, okay, but you're going to feel that, pulling that along, your experience along with you into the second job.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying it's kind of blowing in the wind, and it's blowing forward, this little schoolhouse. And I see you standing in front of a group of people. So you're going to be teaching in a teaching role or assisting in teaching, and as time goes by, you're going to get into more of that, and it goes way down deep in the ball, and that tells me that this could continue for quite some time, and later on it's going to get a lot heavier, okay, as far as more seriousness, a little bit more serious. And rather, this summer is like the fun kind of thing, and then later on you're going to get into serious kind of work, money, contribution to society, so on and so forth. Okay. Don't let it run you ragged, though. Okay. There's an indication there of you running too fast and trying to multitask. Have fun no matter what you do in life. But that one coming down the road there in September, it's going to happen for you. It's just going to be a little bit more serious than what you're going to experience this summer. All right?
All right. So you just don't know what I'm going to get for this summer, though?
No. It's saying something with education, like a little schoolhouse.
Okay.
So watch for it. Just be aware.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Blessed be. All right, Iggy, that was a nice call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the little schoolhouse. I like that. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. Sometimes I see a lot of symbolism, and it just jumps out. And people may not understand it right now when I'm reading it, but write it down, jot it down. When you call in, have a piece of paper and a pencil there. So that some of these things later on, you're going to say, hey, that Siege mentioned that little schoolhouse, and sure enough, there it is, or some aspect of it or whatever. So you wait for it.
Right.
So,
very good.
How have you been this summer so far? I hear you planting a big garden in the backyard, and you're doing some terraforming.
Yeah, actually, I've been doing some permaculture stuff.
Permaculture.
I haven't really been moving the soil. I just use the existing soil that's there. Even the grass, I just do kind of like the Native American style, where I just poke a hole in the ground and put a seed in and cover it back up with better soil. And then I've got corn growing back there, which is actually Black Dakota corn, which is like a popcorn style.
Oh, wow.
Bunch of tomato plants that I left just to rot on the ground last year are growing back. They're heirloom tomatoes that my friend Mary gave me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just doing its own thing. My strawberry patch is completely huge. I don't know how many strawberries I got out of that. And I got mint galore.
Yeah, we've got a couple out of ours already.
Yeah, I got mint galore and wormwood. And I'm growing some, this year I'm potting the sweetgrass because it doesn't really grow really well in the soil that we have here in Ohio. So I'm potting it and giving it a little bit more nutrition. It's really taken off, which I've really been wanting to do.
You know, I see in the future, I see a lot of people doing their backyard gardening kind of thing and sharing. There's going to be a lot of sharing going on. You know, it's like everybody on the planet can eat, you know, and we all need to have something in our backyard where we can all share, and everybody gets fed tonight. And it's not impossible.
I agree.
We've done it centuries, and it's like, why are people starving in the world today? It doesn't make sense.
It's resources, you know, it's resources when people who are starving in certain areas, people are controlling the resources, like the seed, the water, transportation, so it's all those little things.
That's a shame, because I don't like to see anybody go hungry, you know. When they go to bed at night, they ought to at least have a little something in their stomach, you know. And
I totally agree with that.
And there's too many incidents where people are just starving and there's no reason for it.
Absolutely. It shouldn't be, and especially in the modern times that we live.
Yes, absolutely. It's an abundant universe, and it's like there's abundance for everybody. And I think some of the negative traits of humankind, like greed, you know, get the better of everybody. And it's like, why are you doing that when we could all share in abundance? That's what we all want in the end anyway. So why are we making it difficult?
Yeah, it's funny you said that because the Incas, when they used to conquer people, they would actually make these posts, like these depot posts, where they would actually put food. Nobody in the Inca Empire would ever be hungry. There was no homeless, and there were no people who were without. You may not have been a high Inca, but you always ate. You always were taken care of. And if you didn't, want to be Inca, then they would just conquer you, and they would just wipe you off the face of the earth.
Wipe you
unfortunately,
out.
Unfortunately, that's their history too. So
yes, unfortunately, but let's face it, we are a savage race. But when we get into the idea that I have to covet more, you know, than my next door neighbor and whatever, you know, I have to have more and more and more and more, then it just dips over into greed, and it's like, how much is enough? For some people, you know.
I don't know. Good question.
All right. Well, that's the philosophy section of the show tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
So, do we have another caller?
Sure. Here we go.
Okay. I'm ready. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Sharon? I'm great. Where are you calling from, Sharon?
Ohio. I heard you talking about Ohio, too.
Great. Well, what can I do for you tonight? What's your question?
Well, I'm currently working. I've been working there almost 2 years now, and I'm trying to change careers.
Mm-hmm.
I finished my certification the end of January, and
right.
I still haven't found. You see me getting an offer soon. How's that? I'm interviewing.
Okay. Give me a second here. Take a breath here and entrance a little bit. We've been talking philosophy, and I've just got my mind all off the center and off the beam here, so. Did you have a health issue just go by?
No.
No? Okay.
Hmm.
I have a little red area in the ball, and I usually indicate it's an indication to me of health things, and it's in the past. So maybe it passed you by and you didn't notice it, but it's there. What's out ahead of you is a lot of complications, a lot of inclusions in the ball that tells me that you're going to mix it up here coming up fairly soon. But it's going to be like organized, mixing it up, and there's lots of color in that. So it's going to be a little joyful for you. It's going to be a little exciting for you. The green and the color is really standing out, so that tells me there's a bit of money to be made there, a bit of good fortune in the finances. In the back of your mind, though, keep for some reason it's nagging at me to tell you just to keep an eye on your health, okay, as you go forward here. But I do see you getting some things. It's organized chaos, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if I get a new job, there will be a little bit of chaos in the beginning. That's just expected.
Almost like as you go in there, and then you learn how the organization goes, what goes where. You know, this belongs in this drawer. You know, this happens at this time of day. Things along those lines. But there's a lot of color, so there's going to be happy times there.
Do you see an offer in the ball?
It's later on, so yeah, I would say as the point of reference, the center of the ball is off to the right, so it is a little bit later. I would say, yes, it's probably in the fall, and that's when things really start picking up. It's almost, and it's funny, it's like there's nothing down deep into the ball until you hit that, and it's like all of a sudden you're multitasking a little bit. It's like the chaos, like I said, but then you're learning to organize at the same time. And you'll be traveling
you said,
a little bit. It's not necessarily back and forth to work all the time, but you're going to be traveling around, too, because I see some roads there, and you're going down some roads. So there may be a bit of traveling, or you may have the opportunity because of money or whatever to get out and go some travel some roads. That may be coming for you, too.
And it said to watch out for health.
It's almost like it's coming out of the path. I just say, all I want to say to you, and I don't want to alarm you, is just, you know, have you had a checkup lately?
Not recently, no.
Okay. Just be aware of yourself, okay? Maybe do a self-scan kind of thing. You know, just check yourself. Don't be paranoid. But for some reason, it's nagging at me just to say, you know, be aware of your health.
Okay. Any specific?
I would say heart-related was coming on strong.
Okay.
So watch your multitasking, your stress, things along those lines that don't serve you as far as good heart health and that.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope I've helped you, Sharon.
You helped me a great deal.
All right. Have a good evening. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good call.
Good old heart.
Okay.
Good old heart.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I said the good old heart, huh?
Yeah, the good old heart. Yeah. Heart to heart, lip to lip.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to tell everybody that these are just popcorn readings, okay? They're for free, and they're for mostly fun. We'll see what we see in the ball. If you would like a full reading, you can see my list of services at shamanwitch.com, and I'll have all my contact information there ready for you, all the different things that I do. I take people on shamanic journeys, or I do spiritual counseling. I'm an artist. I do abstract artwork and walking sticks and medallions. Just a variety of different things. I'm a tarot reader, a public speaker. So check out shamanwitch.com, and there will be my list of services and contact information if you'd like to have a full reading sometime.
Very good.
So, Iggy, is there another caller?
Yes, sir. Here we go.
All right. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Where are you from?
Washington State.
Washington?
Right.
Great. How are things in Washington State?
Nice and sunny today, a little windy.
That's
pretty nice. Nice day.
That's northwest breezes, huh?
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. I've never been out that far west and everything. I'd love to visit sometime, so you have to invite me over.
Yeah.
All right, Lori, what can I do for you tonight? What's your one question?
I was wondering if you could see anything about my son in your crystal ball.
All right. Let me take a breath here. What's your son's first name?
Mark.
Mark, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're showing me a lot of, like, he's under a light for some reason. Is he having difficulties in life right now?
I don't know. He hasn't been talking to me.
Okay. There's almost like he's under a spotlight, like people are observing him, watching him, paying attention to him. He's kind of like wanting to be out there and shining. And he is, to a certain extent, he's being observed and scrutinized and those kinds of things. I don't see anything negative. It's just that he's getting people's attention, whatever he's doing. You know, people are observing him. He's wanting to go forward. He's doing it, but he's kind of like his head's disjointed from his body. In other words, he's like headstrong kind of thing going on. And it's sometimes, you know, he's not connected with his body and his head, and his head takes him on adventures. He doesn't need to be going down those avenues. Okay.
Yeah.
There's lots of mountains for him to climb, and that's why I say, you know, has he been challenged by anybody or anything? But it almost looks like big mountains in the background, and he's going through that now, and he's navigating those crooks and crevices through a mountain chain. And here again, he's having to use the mind and the body, body-mind kind of thing, in order to lean forward into his life as he goes on here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I'd say probably towards the end of the year in the fall, things are going to clear out for him a little bit. He may open up lines of communication with you then. I see one line coming straight out from him, and he may open up one line of communication. So watch for that.
That'd be wonderful.
Keep foremost in your mind, keep positive thoughts, and kind of magnetize it right to you. That's my advice, Lori.
All right.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
I hope I've helped you, Lori.
Yes. Thank you very much.
It's going to clear out later on. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Have a good evening.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Hey, that sounds
super. Awesome.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Siege, and welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this has been fun this evening. It's nice ladies calling in. I really appreciate everybody calling in. And if you'd like to be on the radio and get a question answered through the crystal ball, that number is 646-595-3440. Give me a call now.
All right.
What else is happening, Iggy?
I'm just enjoying the thunder over here. I have to turn my microphone off a little
getting
bit.
Getting ready to storm
like,
there, you say.
Boom, it's hitting here. It's like, you know, it's coming down. It's about ready to pour. And I love thunderstorms. Love thunderstorms.
I do.
I've been struck by lightning before. And they're not necessarily my best friend, but I've been struck by lightning. And it's just, I don't know, it just feels good. I like to run outside sometimes when it's thundering.
Uh-huh.
My family freaks out when I do that. Look at me. I'm going to get struck by lightning.
I've not been struck by lightning, but I've been out when it stormed like that in my bare feet, and I could feel the electric running through the ground.
It's nasty.
That in itself is something to really experience when you really reach down into the earth with your other body, so to speak, your etherical body, your aura,
yeah,
or whatever, and you can feel that electricity coming up through your feet. It's just it makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
Oh, yeah. And if it wasn't for those trees, I mean, you're not supposed to stand near trees, but if it wasn't for the trees, probably wouldn't be on his show right now.
Uh-huh.
They took a lot of the brunt of it.
I'll bet.
They took a lot of it. And, you know, it knocked me. It rocked me.
Did it burn at all?
No. It just, like, my hair stood up, and next thing I know, it was just, like, on my knees. I just, like, totally passed out.
Wow. I've been pretty close to lightning another time. I went to a school in Tennessee for high school,
mm-hmm.
and they had these arches in the brick building, and I actually saw a bolt of lightning go down and through one of those arches in the building. And it couldn't have been
more than
50, 75 yards away from me, you know, so that was pretty wild there.
I've seen floating lightning.
Uh-huh.
Like when you go to Missouri, when they have their thunderstorms, I tell
uh-huh.
you, this lightning is like floating in a cloud, like between the trees, and it's like, boom. It's the craziest thing you ever saw. Weird.
Nature is really spectacular and strange sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember traveling and one time with my wife, and we were up on this kind of like high hillside, and you could see the valley out in front of us, and it was kind of like the end of the thunderstorm. We could see the rainbow, and inside the rainbow from edge to edge was lightning strikes.
Wow.
And it was like, wow, there's a picture, you know, Kodak moment.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've been to the end of the rainbow. I thought that was pretty cool.
Is that right? Did you find any gold or anything?
No, I just kept driving because I didn't want to get out of a car accident. But it was on the way to Rio Grande one year. I was taking my son to school, and I told him, look, we're going to come to the end of the rainbow, you know, because we were getting closer. And it disappears, of course, but, you know, it's just a neat experience. You're like, where's my pot of gold? You know, where's my little leprechaun at, you know?
I was going to say, there's not many leprechauns out there, is there?
No, just me when I'm there.
I don't know about you being a leprechaun. I know I'm a hobbit, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I am. I'm about 5'3".
Yeah.
I'm something.
5'3". All right, do we have more callers in there?
Here we go.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Siege. Very nice to meet you. My name is Wendy from California.
Wendy?
And hi.
Okay.
I was offered a job over the telephone after an intense interview previously on the 26th of last month. And they said pending the background check and the credit check and all that. and I accept it. It's with Centene. And so the lady contacted me. She didn't realize that I had faxed over the paperwork that she had requested, and I forwarded it to her again, and which caused a delay. And then she talked about doing the background check, and I told her that I'd I had passed the background check middle of April through a temp job, and she found it, and she thought that was great, but she said they still needed to confirm my education. I'm not able to produce a high school diploma. That was over 38 years ago, but I got an email with a transcript and an official seal from the school, and it shows my graduation date. Will they accept this, and will I really start with this company?
Is it a official document? It's not like a copy?
I believe it's an official document.
I don't see any reason why, you know, and it's like let them use their nickel in order to confirm that if they want to do that, but that's what you have. And it's official, and, you know, it's not a copy of a copy or anything like that. Like, you know, I had a birth certificate rejected one time on myself, you know, because it was a copy. And it's like, excuse me, this is all I had. And I literally had to go back to the courthouse to get an official document. So that's why I asked if it was an official document. Wendy, what I'm seeing in the ball here is two different routes that you can take coming up here, and they kind of crisscross one another. There's some really deep understanding coming later on for you. But right now you're kind of in the middle of this crisscross kind of thing, as far as one's kind of like a life path and the other is like down-to-earth employment, materialistic kind of dealings here. I think they're going to accept that for you, and that's where that deep learning, deep philosophy kind of thing comes out later on. That's the life path that you're on, okay, rather than the other path, which is just your day-by-day material kind of stuff. It's on the rise. It's coming up. Where the other one, you know, the life path with the color at the end, a deep color, is kind of like a straight. You're heading straight for that, okay? It is your momentum. Momentum, that's a good word, that causes you to bring that towards you as you walk towards it. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Your thoughts are creating your reality, and you're doing the work.
Yes. Actually, she said I could have – first she said I could start on June the 5th, which is tomorrow, and then she said now it looks like July the 5th, which is the day before my 66th birthday. So I just want to get this resolved. Will I hear something concrete this week, and will she send me the official letter of employment stating it's official, you start on July the 5th or maybe an earlier date?
All right. The momentum is with you, okay? As far as any kind of communication before that, it's almost like you have to sort of be patient, but not so patient that you let it go past you down the stream. I'd give her a little time period, but then don't be afraid to call in and say, I'm just checking on things because I really want this job. You know, that's your right. You're not trying to be a pest or bug them or anything, but give it a little, be patient, give it a little time, and I'd say maybe this time next week, I'd give them a call if you haven't heard. But the momentum is there towards your goal.
Okay. Well, this job is 3 miles away from me, and the temp job was exhausting for me because it was an 11-hour day with transportation, but it's the same company, different locale. So I'm hoping that this job turns into
your way
reality.
Is going to be much smoother.
My what?
Your way is going to be much smoother coming up here because the momentum is with you. Okay, and like I said, your materialism, your day-by-day physicality kind of things, it's on the rise too. Okay, you're going to be busy. Okay. You're going to find you're going to be multitasking, busier, more involved. Okay.
Okay. All right. So it looks good to you. Do you think this will happen?
I'll tell you what, that color in at the end there, a little later on, and everything is so deep. It's almost like philosophical. And I would think on that. There's two words: momentum as you're going towards your goal, and then later on that philosophical kind of deep spiritual thought and feelings and along those lines. Watch for that, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Wendy. Have a good evening, and thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank
you,
Wendy.
That was a nice call.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have any shamanic things coming up for yourself? By the way, anybody out
actually,
there looking for any kind of shamanic things, you can catch Iggy at iggygarcia.com.
That's right. Yeah, I do shamanic work as well, just like you, my friend. And it's powerful medicine. You take yours just a little
bit. The joy is
another
in helping others, okay? If I've got a little bit of wisdom, it may be the way I say a certain thing as opposed to 100 different authors out there, if that thing, one thing that comes out of my mouth helps somebody, then I feel like I've done my work. You know, I've helped
Absolutely.
Humanity lean forward.
Couldn't agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah. So I was just wondering,
we got a big drum circle
big
coming up,
coming
though, Gary.
Up
are you going to be able? Are you going to come to the drum circle this Saturday? It's coming
where,
up.
Where is that?
That's in Allen Creek. We have the Allen Creek Drum Circle on the 10th.
No. Well, maybe. Okay. We're talking about going to Yellow Springs. You know, we had a previous engagement. We were talking about that, but we kind of shying away from it a little bit, so I may have the opportunity to get out. And if I do, I'll certainly speed up there and join you guys for a few hours and drum and make noise.
Yeah, I've just been doing a lot of house clearings here lately. I've been getting a lot of requests for that.
I would imagine it's
a lot of energy.
The chaos that's happening, the chaos kind of energy that's happening with the planet that people are kind of not being able to deal with.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense. Like today, I woke up at noon today. I've never woken up at noon since maybe a long time ago. I mean, it's been a while since I've done that.
Wow.
And it's just been all the energy that I've been taking in and grounding it and just my body recuperating. And because it takes a lot out of you sometimes.
It does.
Just
feeling
the house.
People don't really realize, you know, when you do that kind of shamanic work or house cleansings or any kind of psychic work, that it takes a lot out of the person, body, mind, and spirit. It takes a lot out of the shaman.
Absolutely.
And people don't realize that. And, you know, it's like you've got to recharge your batteries, recoup, regenerate, you know. And I'm sure you have your methods of doing that. I have mine, you know.
Yes, I have mine as well. That's correct. Absolutely.
Your caller?
Yeah, you ready? Here we go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
You're
on the air. This is Siege. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Siege. This is Trish. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm fantastic. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York? Okay. I'm here in Ohio, in central Ohio, and... Well, we're doing these popcorn readings tonight. What can I do for you? What's your question, Trish?
I was wondering if you see me moving over the summer. I'm kind of waiting for some renovation work to be completed, and I've had a couple hiccups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things kind of like what they're showing me here is almost like a tabletop that's sort of slanted, like one the legs got kicked out a little bit. And sort of, I don't see a big pile of mess on the floor and everything, but the table is definitely tilted. That tells me things are kind of off balance a little bit for you right at the moment. I do see you talking to some people about different places, okay, different places where you can correct your tabletop, if that makes sense, okay, get things back on track. And I see you talking to a woman. She has orange on, remember that. She has an orange skirt on. And she has an orange glow about her, and that tells me orange is usually a success. But you're going to be having a conversation with her about other places. And, yes, you may be touching on the area of moving, okay? Later on, in the right-hand side of the ball, it gets crystal clear way back in there, and it's almost like way back in there what they're showing me is metropolitan, if that makes sense. Not necessarily city, but metropolitan is the word, okay? And that's the kind of the atmosphere. It's metropolitan. Now, I don't know if you had your sights set on a certain place, but if it's got, you know, like Chicago would have its metropolitan area. Washington, D.C. would have its metropolitan area. And I see that loud and clear. If I come in, I see a subway system. Taxis, things along those kinds of lines, okay? But that's later on, and it gets real crystal clear except for that way back in the background, okay? So keep that in mind, Okay, keep that in mind as you go forward here. A lot of ambulances and sirens and stuff, too, drive you nuts.
Well,
part of that metro thing.
Yeah, I actually am going to be moving to a metropolitan area. I just am not sure when.
Okay. There's nothing, like I said, everything's crystal clear, and it's in the right-hand side of the ball, so it's coming up soon. There's no obstacles in the ball to say it's anything going to slow you down, stop you. It's like you're in it now, and it's just going to continue more as you go here. Okay? If you're looking for a time period, I'd say by year's end.
Okay.
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 And it's like you're in the stream. You're in that stream of abundance, the stream of just manifestation. It's almost like I see you in three different streams here where you can sort of just, you can choose which stream that you want to get into, and they're all sleek, they're all no obstructions, they're all beneficial for you. So say one day you want to go to the opera, or you want to get into the things of higher mind, you can do that. The next day if you want to do domestic stuff, you can do that at ease. The next day if you want to go to a party, you can do that at ease. I see you slipping into this stream of consciousness and activities that are very smooth for you. And it's going to continue for some time. So catch the ride on that wave, on those streams, all right?
Okay. Yeah, the reason I asked is I have actually run into a number of obstacles, and like red tape obstacles, city bureaucracy obstacles. And so I was hoping those were kind of in the past.
I think they are. I think they are. Once you get into this slipstream, okay, stream of consciousness, then I think they're just... That was then. This is now. Okay, that was a learning experience. Use it. Get on with your dance.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if I ever could say, you know, the metaphor, you know, it's like go with the flow, that would be it coming up here in the future, just shortly, but before the end of the year, go with the flow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Trish. Have a good evening. Thanks for calling in.
Awesome. I like your readings.
Thank you, Iggy. I'm seeing a lot of stuff in the ball tonight. It's really coming through.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Has there ever been a time that you couldn't read the ball?
There's been times when I just, you know, it didn't feel right. Usually I get, you know, once I start smudging the ball and I get in the mood and I clear my workspace here and, you know, I sort of set the mood, I'm usually okay. But there have been times where it's like, man, I just don't feel good today. I'm not with it. I'm not in tune. I don't want to. You know, I'm lazy, whatever it could be, you know. But, yeah, there's been times. And I just chalk that up. It's like, okay, it's not a good time to read. You know, maybe an hour from now I might be better, you know. Or just give it a rest and try the next day.
Awesome.
And tarot is the same way. You know, sometimes, boy, I'm just so off, it's like I'm embarrassed myself here, you know. And tarot is, to me, it's almost like when you lay the cards out, it tells you the story. It's doing half the work for you. But there's some times when it's like, man, these things are just not working for me tonight, you know.
I know I've been there before, and I know it's kind of tough. And what do you do, you know?
Right. You know, and people say, well, you know, are you accurate? And it's like I endeavor to be as accurate as I possibly can. When I look into the ball and I see these symbols and letters and shapes and whatever I see in there, it's like this is what I'm seeing right now in order, you know, to answer your question, in order to give you some insight. This is what I'm seeing right now. It's coming through from the other side. Well, I kid about beyond, but it really is beyond, whatever the spirits want to speak through me to tell these people out there in radio land or wherever, you know. I see what I see in this moment right now. Now, you know, that's why I say write things down so you can check me. And please, I would like feedback. You can give me feedback anytime about the readings that I give at shamanwitch.com. You'll see my list of services there, and you can contact me. All my contact information is there. And please, give me some criticism. I want some feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not always in English.
Right.
It's like, wow.
A lot of people don't, you know, a lot of readers don't ever ask for, you know, clarification or, you know, feedback of any kind, and it's like, I encourage it. Please check me out. It helps me be a better person and better reader for everybody.
I like when callers or clients who come back to you and say, "This is it happened to me. Exactly what you said was going to happen, or things got better, blah blah blah." You know, and I've also had clients who say, "Well, nothing happened. What you said, but, you know, it's just like,
right. Well, let's try again."
Funny.
You know,
yeah,
and that's,
absolutely.
That's what I'll usually tell them. Well, let's try again. And I'm not opposed to saying, you know, okay, let's do another 3-card draw or something like that. You know, or let's take a moment here and I'll see what I see in the ball now. You know, I'll go that extra mile for them, no charge. You know, but it's like, let me see if I can get clarification now. You know, if it didn't work out.
Right.
It could have been, you know, maybe you missed the boat. You weren't aware and kind of, you know, went by you and you didn't see it. Or something along those lines.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm enjoying this.
Are you
summer.
Ready for another?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm ready for another call. I didn't know if you had one there.
Yeah, we're ready. If people are lining up, ready. They want to talk to Siege.
Sure.
And take a look at his crystal ball. Here we go.
Good evening, caller. This is Siege. You're on the air. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Tanika. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tanika. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York? Okay.
Yep.
Got 3 or 4 different callers from New York tonight. How can I help you, Tanika?
I wanted to know about love life for me, particularly if you see anything for me with children and marriage, anything like that.
All right. Let me take a breath here. Well, I see you on a kind of a roller coaster through life a little bit. Some high times, some low times. You're coming out of a period where there was like a lot of confusion. Did you have a relationship before and it kind of went south?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all behind you now, and you need to, as the waves go by of life, allow it to just to wane off. Let it go. Secret to a happy life is learning how to let go, and that's part of your journey too. Okay. I see you riding some waves coming up, and you may move closer to water, or at least visit water, and there you're going to find some good luck. I see some color way back in the background, and that tells me that you're going to. It's like a flash of good luck when you go visit water. Okay. And it's when you're talking about romance or the possibility of another relationship, I don't see anything solid. I'm not seeing anything with children. It's just that you have opportunities to meet people. And through people, you'll meet other people that may lead you to that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but as far as just a relationship coming up for you anytime soon, I'm not seeing it. I see a lot of different avenues, different curves that life throws you here, some high, some low. But you're riding this wave into the future where you're just going to be by water, and opportunities will be there for you to meet and grow, meet people and grow your own self-esteem, your own you're kind of like learn how to live by yourself.
Yeah.
You're independent.
Do you see me moving? I do want to move, and I would like to move by water.
I would highly recommend that. Okay, then like I said, you may want to consider water someplace, because that's where you're going to get your opportunity. And I see you kind of staring out at the water. I see you looking out at it. So if you're not fond of the ocean, by all means, try a lake, a big lake of some kind. But definitely go towards water. And I see you looking out on that, and that's where you're going to find your most benefit right now.
Do you see me moving?
Yeah.
Anytime soon?
That's what I say. I'm strongly encouraging you. Yeah, it's right wide open for you.
Okay.
How about do you want it? If you want it, grab it.
I do want to move, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't have the means to do it right now, so I don't know
you
how
can't
I can
think
do
of the
it.
Means. You have to just say, okay, I want to get from point A to point B, and you give it to the Creator and let Him figure out the hard parts. You're just wanting what you want, okay? You put that out to the universe, and then you watch for signs along the way, and you coordinate it just like a captain steers his ship towards A towards B.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You have to sort of intentionally, deliberately chart your course.
Okay, and I just started sort of dating someone named Matt, and there's someone named Nick that I was dating that we had, like, a pretty deep relationship. So I'm just wondering if you see, like, any kind of, like, the future with me and Matt, or do you see, like, Nick coming back in the picture?
That's all part of those different avenues, and some of it loops back on, you know, like you're trying to go backwards and, you know, reach backwards. Don't do that. Remember I said let go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff you're going to have to let go, okay, because
mm-hmm.
all you're doing is you're slowing your progress down, okay? I would focus on the move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't worry about past relationships or even trying to invoke new relationships. I go focus on the move and what you want to do, where you want to go with life, your life, not anybody else's. Okay?
Awesome.
Don't worry about that now. You're learning how to be independent.
Okay.
All right? I hope
awesome.
I helped you, Tanika.
Yep, definitely. And I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You have a nice evening.
All right.
Beautiful calls tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have more callers here, so
okay,
if you want
to
keep rolling with the
another
callers.
One more way.
Here we go.
All right. Good evening, caller. This is Siege. You're on the air. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is David. I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Hi, David. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty well. I'm actually calling, though, about a very dysfunctional relationship.
All right.
So about 4 years ago, I was in Hawaii.
Okay.
I was in a gift shop, and this woman had this beautiful display of gemstones that I'd never seen.
Okay.
And I picked one up, and it jumped out of my hand. And I apologized, and she said, no, don't worry about it. I picked it up, and I asked what it was, and she told me, and I asked the price, and she told me, and the price was like $450. I was like, oof.
Nice stuff.
Just a pendant. So I'm holding the pendant cupped in my hand, and my experience is that it jumped out again. And again, I apologized, and she said, don't worry about it. She picked it up, and she put it on the counter, and I said, was that me? And she said, no, there's some relationship. Anyway, so fast forward, she says, why don't you hold the gemstone and walk around the store with it? So I walked around for a few minutes with it, and my experience was that it began communicating with me telepathically.
Okay.
And it said that it had been waiting for me for a very long time.
Oh, it
has. And that we had important work to do, and that it was glad that it found me.
Okay.
That I found it. Anyway, during that trip in Hawaii, we had some telepathic communication, and then it stopped. So for 4 years, it's been silence. And I'm almost wondering, I've actually started reading about magic and binding spirits, and I'm almost wondering if it's a spirit bound to the stone or if it's actually the stone itself.
Okay. It's a spirit in the stone. Okay. It is a nature spirit. Okay. It's very prominent. It's right in the middle of the ball here, and I'm looking at it. It's a him, her kind of thing. Okay. More feminine, believe it or not, than masculine, but it's got both traits in it. It's looking kind of sour and peaked. Have you washed it lately?
When I first got it, it said it did not ever want to get wet. I have saged it, but I have not gotten it wet.
No, what you need to do is baby it. Okay? Don't worry. It's like a disrespectful child. Okay? It wants the kind of – it's like a cat. Okay? It wants to monopolize your time. Okay? And how you – placate that nature spirit is you treat it like a little baby, you treat it kindly, you sleep with it, you pet it, you hold it, you hold it up to sunlight, you wash it, you know, you take care of it like a little child, and you'll see that stone start turning around for you. What it wants is your constant attention all the time, and you have to set your own boundaries with it, but the way to do that is to make the friends with it first. And then you have the right to say, wait a minute, I want to be your friend, but you've got to let me sleep. Or you've got to let me have my life as I'm letting you have your life, okay? But it is a nature spirit inside the crystal, okay? Can you tell me what stone it is?
Yeah, it's a Larimar, L-A-R-I-M-A-R. It's from the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's got some kind of indigenous kind of feel to it, not necessarily Indian or anything like that, but definitely native, okay, spirit, okay, native to that land, native to those peoples, okay?
Yeah.
It's looking into the future with you, but it's kind of like right now it's got this little scowl on its face here, and it just won't go away. It's almost like I want attention, and I'm just not getting it how I think I should get it. And your role is to say, hey, I am your friend, but look, you can't, you know, we've got a, this is a bipartisan thing here. This is a dual relationship that we got here. I've got my life, you've got yours. We come together and we're having, you know, no dysfunction here. We're getting along fine. I can give to you and you have things to give to me. And it has to understand that. It has to grow up. And that's where you're, it's been waiting for you for a long time to tell you that.
No, but it, I mean, is the spirit stuck in the stone? I mean, is it binded to the stone?
Yeah, it's part of the stone. It's part of a bigger whole. That's
okay.
Only one part of the bigger whole. There was probably more spirits, okay, around that dig, and when they split it in half, this one got separated from the rest. It's kind of unhappy about that too.
Yeah, they, when I studied about the stone, they said that because of its location in the Dominican Republic, it's only found in one cave in the world, and the cave has since been closed. You can't dig up this stone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it says there are stories that say that each of the stones carry the memory of Atlantis.
It's definitely got some kind of memories going on there. I don't know. I have nothing here to confirm Atlantis, but it's definitely cave dwelling. Okay, kind of atmosphere behind it, behind the scenes, as if, you know, it was in the cave for a long time and mined and brought out into the sunlight.
Right.
And then
like
it was separated from the whole, and that was kind of disappointing. It's almost like a batch of kittens, okay, and now all of a sudden they're separated from their mother, and you brought a kitten home, you see, and now it wants your attention, and you have to really coddle it, baby it, love it.
And I've been wearing it on a long string. It usually sits right at my solar plexus. Is that a good place?
It's probably poking you there. Yeah, that would be the more your power spot in your body, okay, where you have your most power at, and that's why it's poking you there to get your attention.
Okay.
I hope I helped you, David.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the information. I hope you guys, gentlemen, have a great afternoon and evening.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go to a break real quick and come right back. So
okay.
We'll start wrapping up your show here. We're back.
All righty.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Crystal Ball Readings with Siege and your producer Iggy Garcia, and we're back.
We are back. Okay, we got time for one more caller?
Well, I think we're done with callers.
Oh, we're done? Okay.
No callers on the line, on the queue there, so
all right.
Wherever you want to go from here.
Yeah, a couple more callers, so I was all prepared here to see if I could help everybody that I could possibly help with inside the hour or so.
Do you think you maybe give us like a general over...
Absolutely. The question is, general, in the spotlight right now that's going on in this planet, okay, we all stand around in a circle and suppose, well, the secret sits in the center and knows. That is the quote that's coming up for me in my mind, okay? And I'm seeing a big circle down below. I think what it is the nature of the energy of the planet right now is awareness, to be centered and focused on the things that are really meaningful for you. Most people out there are going in so many different directions that they're overwhelmed. If they're not overwhelmed, they're sleepwalking, okay? They're over inundated with things, or they're just, I don't want to know no more, so they're sleepwalking. And the thing is to come to a balance with ourselves on this planet, stay focused, stay aware, stay balanced with our lives, and we're going to find things go a lot smoother rather than get caught up in the chaos and the disorder of things. So focus.
All right.
Balance.
Focus. Yeah.
Focus.
Gotta focus, man. I totally get that.
That's
read. Awesome.
And it's difficult sometimes. You know, you drive around in traffic and you know, your mind is 1,000 miles away and you're thinking about all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to your destination and you said, well, how did I even get here? Because your mind was so
right.
far away. And then it was like, do you realize all the chaos that you just went through to get to here? And most
mm-hmm.
people aren't even aware of that.
No. Yeah, chaos is kind of, I don't know, people have, an idea what chaos is.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos can be a beautiful thing, I guess, if you think about it, you know, when you start to break it down
right.
to get you where you're at. Maybe it doesn't feel like it in the while you're in it, but.
Yeah. Chaos is in our lives for contrast. It
mm-hmm.
shows us what we don't want, what harms us, what stresses us.
Right.
Those difficulties and blocks. It's not necessarily a bad thing because it's contrast, and we can't get along in life without some kind of contrast. We don't like this, but we
mm-hmm.
do like that. And so it gives us an
right.
indicator as to, well, I don't need no more of that stress, so I'm going to stop off the park on the way home from work today and just chill for 5-10 minutes. That's awareness.
Absolutely.
That's that balance in action, because you've given yourself permission to stop off the park and deliberately chill.
Right. So what do you have coming up, Gary? What's going on in Gary's world? Do you have any classes? Any
I'm
events coming
to,
up?
To offer some classes out of my home here in New Straitsville, Ohio. I have like a little meditation room, and I'm going to start doing a few things there. And I'm still going to be out on the circuit. I've got some festivals coming up here in West Virginia and down the Cincinnati area, so I'll be traveling back and forth a couple times. Not a whole heavy plate or anything, but I'm just working steady and just paying attention to details and trying to get a lot of things done. I'm doing some art festivals, so I'm doing an awful lot of artwork.
Nice. Very good.
That's what's going on.
All right,
with
my
me.
Friend.
What's
sounds,
that?
Sounds like you're going to be pretty busy.
Just steady. Yeah, just steady.
Yeah.
And paying attention to the things and getting things done so that I can offer the best that I could possibly be to everybody out there.
Absolutely. Awesome. And for those of you who want to have a full reading with Gary, shamanwitch.com, that's where you can find him. And set up a time. Set up a time with Gary and schedule with him, and I guarantee you, you'll be happy and satisfied with his reading, the readings he's given tonight. Or popcorn reading, so he's kind of just scratching the surface of the ball a little bit, you know, kind of giving you the read. So if that's enough for you, fine. If you want to go deeper, I would contact him, you know, absolutely contact him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to help everybody out there. And, you know, this is my life's purpose, and it's my dream to help other people out there with my little bits of wisdom and what I can gather from beyond and help other people.
I like that. Beyond.
Beyond.
All right, Gary. Well, I guess that's it. We're up to the last 30 seconds of the show, and it's always a pleasure to be on the air with you and doing this once a month.
Right back at you,
everybody...
my friend. I appreciate it. First Sunday
Absolutely.
Of every month, I'll be here.
That's right. And we'll see everybody next time, next month, and tomorrow we'll be back on the air at 7 p.m. with Insights Radio with Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arts. And hopefully you guys can tune in there. And Gary, thank you very much. Thank you everybody for tuning in. And we will see everybody next month for this show, Through the Looking Glass, Crystal Ball Readings with Gary C. Heron, or you can call him Siege, whatever you prefer is easier for you. And much love, guys. Take care, and okay. We'll see you soon. See you, Gary. Okay. Love you, man.
Thank you, my brother. Focus.
All right. And we're out.
We're out. Peace out.